Today's day and date are rather significant, not only nationally, but universally across the globe. Nationally, of course, we have the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Sunday, it's also Groundhog Day. But universally, we have arrived at the 40th day after Christmas, February 2nd. And this year, this day is a palindromic day. That means that the numbers of today's date, 02022020, are the same written forward and backward. And they're the same across the globe. You know what the Europeans do. They put the month first. Or excuse me, the day first. Today is a huge day. This has not happened in over 900 years. Since 11-11-11-11. And it will not happen again until 3-3-30-30. I don't remember 11-11, and we won't be around in 30-30. So that gives us something interesting, something non-political to talk about at the Super Bowl party. Make use of it. Google it. It's what I did. But today we are given so much more as we come here to Mass. And on this beautiful feast of the presentation of the Lord, wow, what we are given is beautiful. Because we are provided in these readings and in this liturgy, this very day, a universal truth that we can all identify with. A universal reality that is far more significant than dates, something that we can all relate to. Stuff of joy and sorrow, the stuff of family and fidelity, the things of human hearts, whether they're human hearts in Jerusalem after Jesus was born, or human hearts in Unionville and Kennett today. And how beautiful it is to hear of these universal realities. Today is a day of fulfillment. It's a day of joy. And it's a day of mystery. Think of Mary and Joseph as they bring 40-day-old Jesus into that temple. For starters, he survived. In a day and age where childbirth was sometimes deadly, and sick and disease and illness took so many little lives, their baby is growing, is alive, is well. And they come into the temple knowing the promise has been fulfilled. What they heard months ago in the words of an angel, in dreamlike visions, they now hold in their hand. They know that this child did not come merely from them. And they walk into that temple knowing the fulfillment of God. God has looked on them in a very special way. And on this 40th day, Mary, like a good Jewish woman, having been kept at home those days, comes forward. And finally, having been purified, she now can go forth with Joseph to their home, to live and to grow and to be a family, not in Jerusalem, but up in Nazareth, where it all began. today is such a beautiful day for Mary and Joseph. But it's also a day of sorrow. You just heard it. They present their little one. And old man Simeon speaks a word that pierces the heart of Mary. That their child is going to be a scandal. That their child is going to suffer and be a sign of contradiction. And that they too will suffer with their child. My friends, isn't this the stuff that every human family can relate to? Isn't this the very stuff that makes up the important things in our own lives? And yet, the fidelity of Mary and Joseph, doing what good parents do, showing up, fulfilling the law, and loving as best they can this mystery that is theirs. My friends, this is the stuff of every person, of every family. How many pierced hearts are in church this morning? How many worries and anxieties? How many troubles? And yet we're here. And God is too. Yes, today is a very beautiful day in the life of the church. And there is good news. Because we are reminded that God is faithful to his promises, that there is fulfillment even now. That there is movement. The Holy Spirit moves us along. Do you remember Groundhog Day, right, with Bill Murray? There's no movement. Every day is the same day. The problem just continues to exist. Today reminds us, no, God is moving. And we can move with him, with Mary and Joseph, up to Nazareth to live and to grow. And today is a day of fidelity. Yes, life matters. And God is alive, living and moving among us. And amidst all of the sorrows and mess and difficulties, we have this wonderful opportunity to move with him. And for those who have shown up 40 days after Christmas, all of you, for those who have chosen to celebrate more than just his birthday, we are given this beautiful grace to live and to grow with Christ and to know his living and growing in us. My friends, that is a beautiful gift. And it's a gift that we can treasure today. Allow it to form us. Allow it to befriend us. Allow it to heal us. To live this present day well with the Lord as he begins to live in Nazareth, to grow, and yes, to face difficulty, but to be the faithfulness of God, the fulfillment of God that he is. Today, let us thank God for this significant day. And let us not underestimate the gift that we have been given.